Their campers and staff are among those killed. BBC News.
With Jane Steele. 6:30 comedy in a moment when Tony Hawks takes on Charlie XCX, Pippa Evans belts out the Hokey Cokey, and Gary Delaney and Rory Bremner pen a letter to the CEO of Northern Trains. It's all a bag of beautiful nonsense. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. Is next.
The first time I read it was the best experience because until then I did not know you could write a novel like this.
The story behind the story.
Most of the people in books, the characters we read about, we know more about them than we know about friends or members of our family.
James Crawford invites distinguished authors to discuss their latest book and three defining works that inspired its creation.
Literature does this miracle where it pulls the lost now and puts it in front of us.
This week's guest, Colm Toybee.
So it isn't merely this opening of the Mercaster Bridge or of my book that matters, it's the consequences.
Take Four Books on Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Now on Radio 4, it's time to join Jack Dee and panellists from the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester for a brand new series of an old favourite.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack Dee.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to Manchester. The world's first passenger railway station opened in Manchester's Liverpool Road in 1830 before moving to its current site in 1847. What's funny about that? Today, Manchester Piccadilly hosts cross-country and long-distance intercity services to many national destinations, and every other Saturday, it transports thousands of disappointed Manchester United fans back to London. This year, Manchester United unveiled plans to build a new stadium next to Old Trafford. Costing £2.6 billion and with a capacity of 100,000, the new stadium has been commended for its ergonomic use of space. For example, the pitch can double as a performance space for concerts, the media hub can double as a high-tech conference space, and the trophy room can double as a broom cupboard. Noel and Liam Gallagher are from the Longsight area of Manchester. Interestingly, the brothers were both exactly £8 when they were born, although in just 12 hours this increased to £149 due to dynamic pricing. In 1904, Charles Rawls and Henry Royce met in Manchester's Midland Hotel. 2 years later, Rolls-Royce was founded. Coincidentally, at a neighbouring table, a similar first meeting was happening between legendary biscuit makers Alfred Jammy and Isambard Dodger. Manchester's Bridgewater Hall, from where we are broadcasting today, is home to a magnificent £1.2 million concert organ, which I'm told boasts an extraordinary 76 stops. To find anything with more stops than that, you'd need to catch the Avanti West Coast train to Macclesfield. Let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Gary Delaney and Rory Bremner. And on my left, Pippa Evans and Tony Hawks. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we begin this week with a round that's all about films. Hollywood loves making money, so with a new administration in the White House, producers have rebranded several classic movies to appeal to MAGA voters. Amongst the favorites are All the President's Yes Men, The Man Who Knew Too Little, and To Russia with Love. Even the smallest addition can mean a substantial change to a movie. So, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest films likely to be ruined by the simple addition of a letter R to their titles. Rory, you can start this, please.
Fantastic Breasts and Where to Find Them.
Pippa.
Carry On Cramping.
Gary.
The Lady Varnishes.
And Tony.
Angela's Rashes.
A Fish Called Rwanda.
This is an Australian franchise. Rosemary's Barbie.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Arr.
Watership Drown. Barry.
Fly Me to the Moron.
Time now for a musical round, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Providing piano accompaniment, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, admirers of heavy rock might be interested to know that Colin has spent the last 18 months playing keyboards in the darkness. What a relief it must be to have those cataracts finally fixed. Okay, start with you. Rory Bremner, I'd like you to sing the words of Common People by Pulp to the tune of George Formby's When I'm Cleaning Windows.
Now she came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine, and then in 30 seconds' time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. Did my mother, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you are so funny. Turned out nice again.
You now, Gary Delaney, I'd like you to sing the words of Brown Girl in the Ring by Boney M to the tune of Lou Reed's Perfect Day.
Brown Girl in the Ring, tra-la-la-la-la. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra-la-la. Brown girl in the ring, tra-la-la-la-la. She looks like a sugar in a plum, plum, plum. Show me your motion, tra-la-la-la-la. Come on, show me your motion, tra-la-la-la-la-la. She looks like a sugar in a plum, plum, plum.
Finally, Bridgewater Hall gets someone who can actually sing. Your turn now, Tony Hawks. I'd like you to sing the words of Guess by Charlie XCX to the tune of Underneath the Arches by Flanagan and Allen.
You wanna guess the colour of my underwear. You wanna know what I got going on down there. Is it pretty in pink, or is it all see-through? Is it showing off my brand new low to. Gonna put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out. That's what I'm talking about. Try it, bite it, lick it. Spit it, pull it to the side and get all up in it.
And finally, Pippa Evans, I'd like you to sing the words of the Hokey Cokey to the tune of Without You by Mariah Carey and Harry Nilsson and others.
You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out, in out, shake it all about. You do the hokey cokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. You put your right arm in, you put your right arm out. In, out, shake it all about. You do the hokey cokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Oh, the hokey cokey. Oh, the hokey cokey.
Is that it then? Well, this next round is called I Hear With My Little Ear. And as you may have guessed, it's a radio version of the children's playground favorite, Five Card Stud. Right, the teams will hear a series of sounds and it'll be their job to correctly guess what it is they're hearing and begin their answer with the words, I hear with my little ear. So here we go with the first sound, please, Ronson.
Who's Ronson?
Well, he's our sound effects engineer.
Oh, is he the big guy who used to work at Broadcasting House?
No, you're thinking of Mike. Ronson's a little lighter. The first sound effects, please. Rory.
Is it a kettle?
It is a kettle. But unfortunately, I didn't hear with my little ear you saying, I hear with my little ear. So I'm afraid I can't allow any points. Next sound, please, Ronson. Gary.
I hear with my little ear sellotape.
Well done, Gary, for being the first player to remember to say, I hear with my little ear.
1 point for me.
No, because it was actually masking tape. Next sound, please. Rory.
I hear with my little ear a lawnmower.
No, it's not. It's not a lawnmower. It is, in fact, Colin arriving in his car this afternoon. So, on we go. Next sound, please. Rory.
I hear with my little ear a bush.
Well, obviously, yes. But for the point, I need to know who exactly is in the bush.
Okay. Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
Pippa. Is it Russell?
Yes, it is Russell. Yes. Well done. Well done, Pippa. And I'm sure you did hear that with your little ear, so I'll take that as read. Well done. Well done, Pippa. How about this one?
Gary?
I hear with my little ear, is it a jaguar?
No, it's a leopard. Next one.
I hear with my little ear, a jaguar.
Yes, that is a jaguar, correct. Well done again, Pippa. Really putting the rest of them to shame, aren't you? Well done. How about this one?
I hear with my little ear a harp being played. Jack? I said I hear with my little ear the sound of a harp being played.
Sorry, I was miles away.
Jack, just before you go on, I should have had a wee before I came. I need to go. Can I nip
out? No, no, you can't. You should be professional. Right. Here's another sound effect. Anyone? Anyone? No? All right, let's play it again, shall we? Any guesses? Tony, something you want to say?
Yeah, I really need a wee, Jack. Come on.
I'm sorry, you can't go. Just tie a knot in it. I can tell you that it's actually a mountain spring trickling down a rocky hillside.
Oh,
trickle,
gosh.
Trickle, trickle. Yeah. Right, let's see what we've got for you next. Gary.
I hear with my little ear a lion roaring.
No. The correct answer is the start of any film made by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. What happened there? What happened there, Ronson?
No, that was me. Sorry, Jack.
Oh. Oh, Tony. Yes, please, Ronson.
Oh. I hear with my little ear the start of any film made by J. Arthur Rank.
Nice try, Pippa. So close. It's actually the gong that tells us it's the end of the game. Well, this next game is all about words. The words we use for place names are fascinating. In France, there's a town called Condom. In Arizona, there's a town called Y. There's even a town in Australia called Bald Knob. Coincidentally, there's a Bald Knob in the UK, located just outside Ashworth in Kent. He used to present MasterChef. OK, the teams will now take it in turns to improvise some written correspondence with two players providing one word each at a time. And the subject of your correspondence today will be an issue of concern to the good people of Manchester. So, audience, can I have suggestions, please, of any causes of complaint that have been troubling the local community? A problem... I heard Northern Trains. Is it Northern Trains?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. And so, who would be responsible for Northern Trains? Is it just the CEO of Northern Trains?
Probably no one.
Evidently. And what is your name, sir?
Rob.
Okay. Would you like a job writing? So, I'd like you to start composing a letter of complaint from Rob to the CEO of Northern Trains, and that's from Rory and Gary, and then Pippa and Tony will come up with a reply. So off you go, please, Rory and Gary.
Dear...
No one.
I
am
writing
with
a
pen.
To...
make
a
furious
complaint.
Your
service
is
crap.
Frequently,
I
am
standing
crying
on
the
station
here,
waiting
for
a
train.
I'm going to say, in my defence, I was acting out the drama of waiting for a train. Why
on
earth
are
you
in
business.
If
you
do
not
improve,
I
will
get
my
gun
and
motivate
your
staff.
Yours,
apologetically,
Rob.
Dear
Rob.
What
a attitude.
Bitch.
Should
you
ever
write
to
me
like
that
again,
I'll
come
round
your
house
and
get
pissed.
Trains
aren't
about
moving.
They're
about
living.
Rob,
you
threatened
me
with
gun.
That
is
against
my
principles.
So
I'm
replying
thus.
Sorry. Lots
of
love,
Mr.
CEO.
The next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin once wrote to the great Sir Simon Rattle, offering him a complimentary seat in the dress circle at one of Colin's theatre recitals. Sir Simon was kind enough to reply, saying that he'd actually prefer to be in a box, ideally velvet-lined with brass handles. OK, you can go first. Rory and Gary, can we have your medley of first lines, please?
Hello, is there anybody in there?
Yep, I'd give it 5 minutes if I were you. If I were to say to you, can you keep a secret? Would you know just what to do or where to keep it?
I'd probably take it to Mar-a-Lago.
Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch! Get out the way! Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch! Get out the way!
We apologise for some of the language in our coverage of Crofts.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
I'm putting 25% tariffs on all of those. I am the god of hellfire, and I give you...
Teslas?
Your turn now, Pippa and Tony. Can we have your first line medleys, please?
I believe in miracles. Where you from, you sexy thing?
Halifax.
When are you gonna come down?
Find the box with the Christmas lights.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity.
Captain, your microphone's still on.
Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by.
And frankly, this isn't helping. I'm so excited, I just can't hide it.
Put it away, Tony.
The sun'll come out tomorrow.
You've not been to Manchester before, have you?
Well, well, it's very nearly the end of the show. But to honour Manchester as the home of the vegetarian movement in the UK, there is just time to fit in a quick round of vegetarian film club. Incidentally, green-fingered Samantha has her own vegetable garden where each year she cultivates okra from seed with the aid of a gentleman gardener friend. After watching him prick out in the greenhouse, she usually joins him in the raised bed where, after a preparatory fork, she plants her lady's fingers in every hole. Our thanks go to Dame Joan Bakewell for that one. Anyway, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of films likely to be enjoyed by an audience of vegetarians. Rory, you can start.
The Texas Chainsaw Brassica.
Pippa.
The Lambshank Rejection.
Gary.
Children of the Corn.
And Tony.
The Last Temptation of Christ, that bacon looks good.
Monty Python and the Holy Kale.
12 Hungry Men.
Meat Free in St. Louis.
Debbie Does Salad.
Lentil.
Whatever happened to baby carrots?
The man in the iron deficient mask.
Mrs. Sprout Fire.
Rear Wind. Oh.
Tofu Panda.
Meet the fuckers.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the turkey twizzlers of time are fed to the pensioners of posterity, while the trans fats of fate slowly clog the arteries of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Manchester, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Gary Delaney, Tony Hawkes, Pippa Evans and Rory Bremner were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Maysmith.
I'm Jack D, and the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue team will be back at the same time next week. The programme is a random production for BBC Radio 4.
OK, if you think that pressing the big button is for the bigger flush, say yes. And if you think it's for the smaller flush, say no. On the count of three, one, two, three.
Yes!
Definite Ooh. Yes, OK. Now, does anyone here press both buttons at the same time? If you do, just shout out, I'm easily confused.